Welcome back to the final episode of our three-part podcast on how software and automation will come together to facilitate the future of smart factories and even smarter industries. Once again, I'm your host, Connor Pike, a writer for the thought leadership team at Siemens Digital Industries Software. In part three, Dale, Rahul, Michael, and I conclude our exploration of the trends and challenges in the manufacturing ecosystem today, the exciting new technologies on the horizon for tomorrow, and how digitalization can help empower companies for the future. Thanks again for tuning in, and please enjoy part three. As we start to kind of wrap up here today, to me the next question is, and for all three of you, you know, there's plenty of software vendors out there for companies to work with, but you know, Siemens is the only one that can claim to have this expertise in both software and automation worlds. So I guess, what do you guys see are the benefits? What's the value of bringing those worlds together, of adopting both Siemens software and their automation offering?
So let me start to share my thoughts on that. I think, first of all, what is very unique on Siemens is that we have the expertise in automation. We have the expertise on the software side, the expertise on the PLM processes, and the domain expertise. We know basically how challenging it is to design a pharma line to comply with the design rules and validation rules there. And we have on digital industries a clear mission that we want to be the one partner to our machine builders in this holistic approach to create value in all aspects of technologies. And I had recently on a C-level, there's one machine builder we are working with in all the areas. And he said, well, there are a lot of players out in the market for simulation software, for design software, for PLM, for automation. But what Siemens did in an amazing way, we played he called it the orchestra, the different instruments in a way that it was in perfectly in harmony and perfectly in tune to his challenges. And therefore, he decided not only to use Siemens in automation, but he decided also to go for the transformation of his PLM process to get things done in a very effective and automated way in the future. And I tell you, for that mid-sized company, that's a very, very big investment. And it's also a big, big topic of trust to Siemens, because at the end, if we would fail, that would be a disaster for the customer. And therefore, also the collaboration of all the teams in DI, being the experts in the different domains for the sake of customer success and trustful relationship. I think that's something you are only able to do that if you are an organization like DI.
No, I think that's a great point, Michael. I would add that from a Siemens perspective, that there are perhaps a couple of things just to further sharpen what you had mentioned. The global footprint that we bring to any organization is unparalleled, right? We because a machine builder will be needing to sell his machines in Brazil, in Germany, and in China, right? So how can you make sure that you've got the necessary support elements that can help you in those locations as well. So Siemens brings that support, but more importantly, that core competency, like the depth of knowledge that we bring to the table, understanding the process involved in making a pharmaceutical machine versus a chocolate wrapping machine, right? Many different use cases, different situations, and understanding how that will all work is the expertise that we bring to the table. And along with that expertise, what we have done is we have actually built some very unique integrations that help tie our software portfolio and our automation portfolio together in a much more effective manner, taking the automation portfolio, taking in the design portfolio, bringing in virtual commissioning capabilities, taking our automation portfolio with edge devices, tying that with our AIMSIM software design capabilities, so that you have real-time monitoring and real-time updates capabilities, bringing in the executable digital tool capabilities. These are things, frankly speaking, would not be possible if you have separated organizations. Because we are part of the same digital industries business, as you mentioned, Michael, we are able to orchestrate that much more easily and make it easier for a customer to adopt these technologies and not have to worry about how do I put all these pieces together, right? We have assembled them together. We have got them working together. So it becomes a lot more easier for you to start taking advantage of it right away. So to me, I think what we are doing is basically reducing the complexity in managing the software automation portfolios and eventually increasing your business performance, right? And gives you the ability to get that edge in helping you move with your transformation process.
Yeah, I think chime in, I guess, on Michael and Rahul's comments there. You know, really, I think those are critical elements. Although, you know, Rahul, as you're talking about chocolate wrapping machines, I'm starting to get a little hungry here. So anyway, all kidding aside, we pull all these elements together and we start talking about the digital twin and we start talking about the hardware and the software that it takes to do this. Because we're doing this on an open ecosystem, that's critical. And you know, not only do the solutions work within our integrated system, but they also work with, you know, software and hardware from other suppliers. And this is especially important in a lot of our customers where they have a brownfield situation. They're working with an existing production facility or with existing machines, existing software. And so, you know, you've got to make it easy to be able to integrate these newer technologies in. And you do that the fastest way possible through an open ecosystem. These integration efforts can be kind of large, especially if you're bringing in components from different solution providers. And so when you have the open ecosystem, it makes it easier to bring those elements in. And I think that's an important element, being open. The second piece, because we're moving more and more to cloud-based solutions, it's now making it more attractive and more available to companies of any size. So it doesn't matter if you're a small company or a mid-sized company like Michael was talking about, or even the largest OEMs, the technology is now much more accessible as we go forward. It's open, scalable. And then finally, I think I just want to reiterate what you guys were saying. It's, you know, we can provide these integrated solutions, this, you know, across all the engineering software, this PLM digital backbone that basically connects everything from your engineering, all the elements of your engineering, of your design, your products, your production plants, down into the manufacturing processes, the machines that are used in that manufacturing process, and even once you get out into sustainment of both the machines in your factory itself, or even the products that you're delivering. You have that connectivity, you have that configuration management across the entire life cycle of all the different elements that make up your production and business processes. And you're able to manage all of that and a robust backbone. And finally, I just, you know, and I think the knowledge base that, you know, Siemens can provide, because we are a manufacturer. So we not only provide the digital solutions, but we use those. And the fact that we're able to, you know, leverage that experience, that deep experience across all of these different industries, across, you know, all of these design operations, factory operations, it really has, I think, has really, you know, found its way into all of our solutions to make it more accessible and easier to deploy for all of our customers. So I think we can really bring a lot of these pieces together. And you know, as we bring this IT and OT convergence, where you can have this holistic view of all of your operations, is going to be critical as we go forward. So I think that's the main things I think about when I think about this question for our customers.
And I think to add here to what Dale said, I think we as Siemens are in the position to really look into customer by customer, machine builder by machine builder, because the challenge and the priority where to start, is always a very customer individual situation. And with the expertise in the team, I think we are capable of finding the right answer in terms of first steps, but also midterm vision for those machine builders, and then go into implementation, which this, I think, putting something on the agenda for 3 to 5 years and then consequently to implement that and having the trust that this is the right thing to do. I think day by day, we are proving that we have the capabilities, the right portfolio, and the expertise and mindset to do that.
Wonderful. Well, any more final thoughts, any things you'd like to leave the listener with before we sign off for the day?
Yeah, maybe I can start off. I would say digitalization is here, automation is here, and now is the right time to jump into it, start it, and the capabilities are there. And as Michael was saying, it's a journey. Start that journey, start it today. And there's a lot that you can be taking advantage of to help improve your business.
Michael or Dale, any final thoughts for us today?
Yeah, I'm so excited about these times for our customers. There's so much innovation going on in all the industries that we serve, and they obviously have a lot of challenges. You know, we talked about this at the beginning. They're, you know, they want to go faster. They have workforce challenges. And so it is really is a lot of, is a really great time for our customers. And obviously I always tell people business transformation only comes about when you have digital transformation. So if you're going to go faster, you have to have digital transformation. You have to leverage those digital tools, and all of the things that Michael and Rahul talked about today really help our customers achieve their business objectives. And so, you know, really as a trusted partner for, you know, so many of the industries that we serve, the fact that we're able to leverage our full ecosystem across the entire life cycle, and our own industry knowledge that we have, you know, it's just we're excited to be able to work with our customers as they go forward in this and the whatever is next, you know, the going forward into the future. So thank you.
For me, being a long time in that business, when I graduated from university, it was always, oh, you are doing automation. Maybe you are killing my job. Nowadays, talking to the young generation, people asking what you are doing, I say, we are doing automation of machinery. People have an understanding that automation, manufacturing, technology, these are answers to the global challenges we have. And for me, machine building has undertaken really a journey from a mechanical masterpiece to a combination of software, mechatronic, and it's on the way to apply new technologies in terms of IT, AI, being capable to automate things we cannot automate today. And therefore, I always say, working in the technology of machine building and automation was never more exciting than it is now.
Fantastic. That does it for our 3-part podcast on how smart machines are enabling smart factories. A big thank you to my esteemed experts, Dale, Rahul, and Michael, for offering their time and expertise for us in this podcast. I'd also like to thank the listeners for tuning in to learn about the trends, challenges, and opportunities for smart manufacturing tomorrow.